Sometimes passing flags or batons may be necessary to communicate between flaggers because the work zone is too long or physical geography prevents the use of handheld radios. These flags or batons are typically given to the last vehicle in a line of vehicles passing by the flagger. The driver is instructed to return the flag or baton to the flagger at the opposite end of the work zone. In this fashion, the flagger on the other end of the work zone knows when he or she can release traffic. It is recommended that this only be used when absolutely necessary and on low-volume roads, as drivers may forget to return the baton, or they may become confused. Sometimes, rather than relying on a motorist to perform this duty, an official car is used. An official car follows the last car in the line of traffic through a work zone. Flaggers know it's safe to release traffic when the official car passes them or provides them with a flag or baton. The MUTCD indicates that these flag transfer methods should be employed only where the one-way traffic is confined to a relatively short length of road, usually no more than a mile in length. A pilot car is an official vehicle that leads a line of cars through the work zone or detour. This is often used in a long-term project where the path through the work zone may be confusing. It is also used as a speed control measure through a work zone because the pilot car will travel at a controlled speed during the length of the trip. A flagger shall be stationed on the approach to the activity area to control vehicular traffic until the pilot vehicle is available. Flaggers will stop and release traffic using the same equipment and techniques discussed later in this training, except that they must be clear in communication with the driver of the pilot car. A flagger shall not release their cue of traffic until the pilot car is in position to lead the line through the work zone. Note that official cars and pilot cars are used infrequently in construction projects, but flaggers should be aware that these communication methods are available. They may need to use them. Your foreman will work closely with you when these devices are used.